Because the boy, the boy, the mishnah say for elo pushtin or makaflin or manicha nois and takas rishayim. They want to say a chiddush what they did with it. That at night time they took them off and used to fold them up and put them near their heads. So that's the chiddush over here. Therefore, katoni reishanam lihoi yishonam. Therefore, the reish also says they did not sleep with it. Venechnami could be who did when they get finished doing the avodah right away. They have to take off their begodim. It's kedushas hedish. They can't stop and enjoy themselves with it. When walking around, maybe it's also awesome. Just the mission thinking to Chiddush, though, unless he was doing the avodah and then he went right to sleep, he has to take them off. And the Chiddush is what does he do with them? He folds them up, puts them down next to his head. The question is why? V'agufa kakashi, it's a kasha by itself. It says a munich and noisant takas for shayim that you're allowed to put it underneath the head. Poshta means they use it as a pillow. If so, shimamina bigde kuna nitin lenispem. Again, this should be a proof. You're allowed to have banof and bigde kuna. Because if you hold this asa banor, how could they use it for a pillow? How could you have banor from it? So Mor says no. Aima means rather that naked for shayim. They put these clothing not under the head for a pillow, but they put it on the side of the head, just like to watch it there. And Omar Papa, Papa says, if so, Shemamid, here we have a proof that tefillin, minatzad sharyin, that if you want to sleep at night, you want to put down your tefillin, you're allowed to put it down on the side, right next to your head. And v'loy chashinu, we're not afraid, dilma mindigdar v'nof lalayu, maybe while you're sleeping, you roll over and put your head on top of the tefillin, that would be a bizoyin. So maybe there should be a gzera not to keep your tefillin near your head. So Kamashma, no, we don't make this gzera. Course, over here also, if we'll be afraid, maybe you'll roll over. How you allowed to put your big dekuna right next to your head? Let's be afraid you roll over and have a no from it. Elamai, we don't make any zeros, we're not afraid you roll over. So just like you allowed to put your big dekuna next to your head, who are then you allowed to put your tefillin also next to your head? Yeah. So Mor says, Hokinami Mistav, this is the svar also. The Keneged Rishayim, that used to put the begodim not underneath the head for a pillow, but on the side of the head. Why? Because the Yamnefina tell me, Tachas Hashem, they really put it underneath the head. For we were like pillow, if son the heed, the nit and even if you want to tell me the head would be, that you're allowed to have a north from Big Dekuna, like that was the Tanai, maybe when they first made the Big Dekuna, even though it was made from Higdish, they made it Tanai, that whoever wants to have a north, they can have a north from it. But if, even if you want to say like that, but still, tef should be worse. Tepik lay though, mishramisa the klayim. But here, at least the gartel of the kain had klayim in it. So he has to have to twir pashas avoido. But afterwards, for sure, he wouldn't be allowed to put his head down on top of it to have enough on the klayim. So what says, let's see. Honicha, it's good without this rayom. Lemandiyom avnetu shakoin godu loyze avnetu shakoin edit. The yavnet of the kain godu that had klayim. But if you learn the avnet that the gart of the current hedged word oh yeah was not the same thing, then there's no proof. Because then it was not made from klayim, then it could be there's no proof, maybe he wasn't allowed to put it underneath his head. But Ella, but Laman Diyom that holds, avnetor shekern hedged, the avnet the current hedged used to wear, zero avnetor shekern god, that is the same avnet that the current god wears, if so, it's made from klayim, Michael Amema. How is it possible to say here the current used to put it underneath the heads, to use it for a pillow? Even if you want to say there'll be a heter of having her north from the big dekuna, but there's klayim involved. So Mor says, "Mevasawat v'chita." Maybe you tell me klayim baliyah levishu the yos. Maybe it's only yosah to wear klayim or throw it on top of you as a top coat. Avol meimach tuse shapadami. But maybe a lot of put klayim underneath you and just lying on top of it. Maybe there's no issa. So Mor says, "No." But Tanya will learn like this. When the pasuk says, "Lo yal lo lech," he can't put on top of you klayim. Avolato matia techtecha. You're allowed to put underneath you. So we see clearly by klayim vidashin that it says lo yalo lecha. You're not allowed to put on top of you, but underneath you are allowed to. Mashmim v'raisa, you're allowed to just sit or lie on top of klayim. Avol, but it says clearly omer chachomer. But midrabbanan though, the chachomer said also lasas kain midrabbanan sosi even to lie on top of klayim. Why? Shema tichrach neima achas abasov. There's a gzera. Maybe one string will roll around your finger, and that will be called like a levish. You have a nochem, and that will be yosa. So you see, you're not allowed even lie on top of klayim either. So the Rambam Chom most laskim shem tichrach neima achas abasov. The chita maybe still not lends you here. The mastic midi maybe here what they did was they put it underneath the heads. Maybe they put a sheet on top of it. So you won't have the gzera now that maybe you roll a string will roll around your body. Mar says no. The Rabbana made a light plug here. I have Omer Reb Shimon, Omer Reb Yeshua Ben Levi, Omer Reb Yosi Ben Shol. Mishum kama kedishas shebishlayim. That halacha is afilu esa mitzoy zu agabizu. Even if you have 10 blankets, one on top of another, or klayim tachtem, and you have klayim underneath it, also lishnalei, you now lean on top of it, you now want to sleep on top of it. We still have the gzera, maybe you'll move them all away, and you'll be korech around the string. So, what's the pshat over here? That they put the head, that they put it underneath the head, how could they sleep on klayim? It's also, and l'shvamim here, it's a good proof that the pshat for the Mishnah was, it means neged roshayim. It just means they put the big dekuna next to the head, but not underneath it. You could be no, that there's no proof from here. But I tell you, b'yoysan shaylam klayim, and ichnami, who said that the gafne, the gartel, they put under the head? Maybe that one beg attack they put on the side. Maybe when the Mishnah says he folded up his begotten and put it underneath his head, maybe it really means under his head, and it means his other begotten. The hat and the jacket, maybe that he put under his head. But that has no klayim. So kids of this alone, there wouldn't be a proof. Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi Omar, big day kuna koshnim. He gives another terence. That a cloud is no proof from klayim altogether. Because big day kuna, since they're hard, they're kosher and they're made from hard material, it's muta to lie on top of. The Yomar of Huna Bredir Mishua, Hu Namta, this type of material, Namta, Gamda, which is very hard, the nourish that comes from the place called nourish, Sharia, he holds you allowed to sit on top of it, lean on top of it. So therefore, that's the heter. Therefore, again, you have no proof here. The big day kuna, there's no way to climb on it, because since it's a hard, because it's made from hard material, Rashi says they used to fold over the strings a lot, so it's made from very hard material, therefore, there's no way to climb altogether. But this hard fabric that came from nourish, he holds there's no way to climb. Therefore, they have no proof in our mission about this part of climb. Because anyway, as the hilchas climb, as the hilchas big day kuna, it could be it's also to have a no from it, and the mission just means on the side. In parentheses, we have the Atoshima. It says, Big Dekuna Hayotzim Bem LeMedina, whoever wears his begodim outside the base of Migdash in Yerushalayim, also not allowed to. Over Migdash, but in the base of Migdash, Bein B'Shas Avoida, Bein Shlom B'Shas Avoida. Mutter, you are allowed to wear the begodim there. You could walk with his begodim in the base of Migdash. Bevneisha, Big Dekuna Nitl Henes Bem, because you're allowed to have a no from the base of, from the begodim. Shmamina, that's a good proof. So according to this, it could be if the begodim were not klayim, you'd be allowed to put the begodim underneath your head for a pillow. It's mutter to have a no from within the base of Migdash. For the more of a medina loy means outside the Migdash, no. But Tani would learn like this, that the Chof Aleph Bay, 21st day, Yom Har Grizim, that's the day of Har Grizim, where the mitzvah, you don't want to say a hesped in this day, on this 21st day, you can't say a spadim over then, you can't say a spadim there. When it's fit behind, Kedisha B'yom, it says in Yuma, the word Perik Bola Kohen Gadol Korov. Ah, the Hogma over there. Adi Boy Yisaima, Ruin Hena B'dikuna. The Boy Yisaima, Eis Tassos Hashem Afeinu Terasecha. So Kol Ponim, it's most kashu B'medina Loi. Here it says the Chofal Boy B'yom Hagrizim. And it says there what that Bola Kohen Gadol Kohen Gadol used to come carve near it. So this was outside the Beis Hamikdash. So you see the Kohen Gadol used to come outside the Beis Hamikdash with his begodim. So one text was it just means they ruined him to be the kun. They were fit, but not that they really weren't. The other text says Anachnam is new thing of Hefeiru Sarasecha. There's a special new heter over there. Mishum Hefeiru Sarasecha. They were matter to do this. Anachnam really they would not do this. Yeah. Alright. So that's Machlaikis. If he did come out or not come out there, where they really wore his begodim or not, that's Machlaikis. But even if he did, there's a special letter, Eis Lassas Lashem. Now it says the Mishnah Ira Keri, Biechud Mihem, if one of the Kahanim saw Keri, came to me, so he used to go out to go to the base of Mikvah. To the Mikvah. So this is Mesalim Rabbi Yochas Rai Rabbi Yochanan the Yomar Mechilos Leniskachu that these tunnels underneath had no kedusha to it, and therefore Balkeri Mishtalech Lus Lishne Machnis. So Balkeri, like even though he's supposed to be outside the two Machnis, like he's not supposed to be in Hegdish, he's allowed to walk through these Mechilos, these tunnels underneath, because these tunnels underneath had no kedusha. Some say the word Shne Machnis was take out. Now it says by Neiros Dolkin Kalakan, there were Neiros lit both places, both sides. Moshe says, now what happened once here, Rav Safra had the Yosef Beis HaKisei. Rav Safra was one sitting in this Beis HaKisei, happened to be, was one sitting in the Beis HaKisei. And what happened was, also Rabba came, Nochanle, and he like coughed on the outside to see if anybody was inside or not. So Omele, Rav Safra heard him on the outside, he told him, Layomar, come inside. So what happened was, Boston did not forget that they both came out, Omele Rababa. So Rababa like said to Rav Safra, Ad kochach lo salikos lisoya, you didn't get to the parasha of a son, a young he-goat, is gomar at the middle of the son, and you're acting like one. In other words, lav hoket nan, didn't learn in our Mishnah, that matzanol, if you find the Beis HaKisei to be locked, is b'yudua shiyesh shemad, you know somebody's there, meaning to say, lemeimor, lemiboy lemeil, that when somebody's inside, you're not supposed to go in there. So how come you were a Safra, told me to come in when you were in there? And the Gemara says, Rav Safra held though that Duma Mesukinu, maybe you'll be in a Sakona if he has to go and he doesn't go. Kid a time like we learned. Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer. Omot HaChoizer, like if you have to go, let out some waste, is, and you hold it in, is maybe a Sodom of Deha Droiken brings you this sickness called a Droiken. And still not HaChoizer, you have to let out some urine and you hold it in, is maybe a Sodom of Deha Droiken that brings a Deha Droiken. So kids, that's why he let him come in, even though he was in there already. Omele Rav Luchia Brei. Rav said to his son Luchia. Mer says, and Vechein Omele Rav Huna the Rabba Brei. The same thing Rav Huna also told his son Rabba, that Choshech Tokin means by night time, fix yourself, means go to the Beis HaKisei at night. Tikka Nafshecho. V'kodem tikka nafshecho, and early in the morning when you get up, also fix yourself, go to the Beis HaKisei then. At that time nobody's around, and go to the Beis HaKisei outside, right near your house. Ki hechid le sarchik, you'd not have to go far away. Now if you first go to the Beis HaKisei by daytime, and those that gotta go out in the field, they have to go far away where nobody could see you. Another thing he told them was, when you go to the Beis HaKisei, tuv, first sit down, the goli, uncover yourself, and then kisi, cover yourself, akum, then get up. Be a tsunua when you go to the Beis HaKisei. Shotif v'shosei, before you drink water, first wash off the cup. Then shotif v'yachis, after you finish drinking, wash off the cup again, and then put it down. Okay, shatif shoyis semayim, when you drink water, shoyifach meyem, spill off, after you finish drinking, you want to give it to somebody else, spill off some water, as if to like clean off that spot where you drank from. V'yachakach, and afterwards, ten la tamincha, then give it to your talmud to drink. Kedetanya, like we learned, La yishto ademai, a person should not drink wine, v'yitin la talmid, and give the leftover to his talmid, and then came shofach meyem, unless he spilled off some water first, like to clean off the rim of the cup. Omaise, once happened, v'yachav, one person, sheshosamayim, he drank water, v'la shofach meyem, he did not spill off. V'nosna, he gave it to his talmidai, v'yayisa talmud, that talmud istinusfai, was an istinus. He didn't want to drink water because of that, because the Rebbe gave it to him without washing off the cup first. What happened was, Umeis Pitzam, the person died in hunger and thirst. His Beis is sure, at that time, Omer was sent over at the bottom of the Kotel like, and said that, Lo Yishtu Adinmai, a person should not drink wine, V'idin a Talmud, to give to his Talmud to drink, and then came Shofach Mem, until first he poured off some water, as if to wipe off the rim, wash off the rim. Rav Ashi says, Nahukach, therefore, Hai Talmud, this Talmud, the student, Teshofech Kai Mirabe, and let's say his Rebbe gives him to drink, and he spills off some water in front of his Rebbe, let's be Mishumach Kirus, there's nothing wrong, it's not called like acting like a chutzpah in front of your Rebbe. Like since your Rebbe was supposed to do it first, if he didn't do it, there's nothing wrong if you do it. Kol Mili, but anything else, Loitif Loit Biapi Rab, who should not spit out in front of your Rebbe. Like any type of saliva, any time you have something in your mouth, you should not spit it out, but rather swallow it, bar excluding mikrov, eating pumpkin, and that gives some saliva in your mouth. Or else for dice, it's a type of cereal, the kaftile shalaver dummy, it's like a piece of lead. Meaning to say that's very harmful if you swallow that saliva. If you have this type of saliva in your mouth, on this you'd be allowed to spill it out, even though you're in front of your Rebbe. What comes out with eating a pumpkin or a leek, that you let it spill out, because otherwise, like molten lead, it's not healthy. It's not wholesome. Learned over there, Mishnah Midos, that Ish Harabayis, the person who was in charge of the Harabayis, Ho Yomach, so I call Mishmer Mishmer. We go around checking every Mishmer, every watchman. Lucas of one of he had a torch lit in front of him. For call mishma shenim or made any mishma that would not stand up for him. For yomla and say ish harabayis shalom alecha, they wouldn't stand up and say shalom alechem. His nikah shu yoshin was nikah that they were sleeping. Therefore, chaytfay b'makla, he would hit him with a stick. All right, we'll stop here.